It is that place in downtown Fresno where since 1955, Christ leads, people care, and lives have been changed. Welcome to Heartline, the weekly radio voice spotlighting the Evangel Home of Fresno. As I mentioned, since 1955, the Evangel Home ministering to women and children in crisis. Your Heartline host every week on the program is Jim Tuck. Here he is.
Thank you, Mr. Ken Adams, for, again, as always, using your expertise to make sure that what we record on Little Machine becomes a radio program at some point. And by the way, my listening friend, I got to have a sit down face to face with Ken the other day and share. We had church together at Panera. So we had a beverage and a long conversation, and what a joy that was. Today, we're having a beverage and a conversation with Jerry Brenneman, director of All Things Evangel Home. And Jerry, let's get the elephant out of the room. You have not been part of our last few programs. True. Why don't you just share a little bit what's been going on in your world?
Okay. Well, first I got to share that the beverage is coffee.
Yes.
You and I are both such coffee lovers. The beginning of May, I had to have major back surgery. And we knew that was coming, Jim, but I just, the radio shows that we did, I wanted the attention to be on the women and not me. So that's why we didn't talk about it. As we record now, it's early part of June. I will be off through June. It was major stuff, laminectomy, fusion. I probably got 8 or 10 rods and reels, and I've become a fisher person. I just have to face the fish back first. So that's why I haven't been doing the radio. Staff has done such a good job of filling in. I don't think we've missed too much. People know I'm not there. I don't need to be there to run the day-to-day operations. I need to be there to keep casting the vision and helping make sure we're all rowing the same way. But I think they've done a really good job. I have to tell you, the one thing, several things I've missed, graduation has been really hard because in my whole 26 years of being there, I've only ever missed 3 graduations total. And I will miss at least 4. So the ones I missed in May, ahead of time, I did a DVD recording, which was, you know, that's kind of tough to do because your graduation, it's formal and you've been there, you know.
Right.
It's formal, but it's fun. And I stand at a podium and maybe I have notes. Even if I have notes, half the time I don't look at them. But you get a sense of where the audience is.
Right.
When you're recording, you don't. So my 2 DVDs that I did for those first 2 gals, evidently they were very well received. I don't have a clue. So we have 2 more coming up in June. I thought, well, I've got to do 2 more. So I met with George Temple yesterday. We sat in his studio, and I recorded 2 more. That was the 110-degree day, and I was dressed up looking like it was a graduation thing. And I think it'll be okay. It was kind of fun because I ended up our graduate this Friday, and I when is this show going to air? Do you know? Is it going to? Sorry, folks, we have no idea when any of our shows are airing right now.
Yeah, and this is worse than usual because you're gone in June, I'm gone in July. We're trying to work ahead, so I've lost track.
We just want the listeners to stay tuned, no matter who's here. Huh? Anyway, Victoria is graduating this Friday, and. I always had trouble remembering her name, Victoria Veronica. So I would call her nothing. And then one day, I think it was on the radio, it was Victory. And all of a sudden, that Victory, Victory. And the victory that she has won. And so on her DVD, I knew the second verse of Victory in Jesus, and I decided to sing it. And I thought, well, if it's terrible, George can just cut it out. But I think it worked okay. So I will have my first singing graduation DVD. But I just, you know, that's something too important. There's really, I have been off work. I will be off work for 2 months altogether. But there's really very little that I have missed. I've done the important stuff. You know, our Facebook page, our website, that kind of thing. I help maintain that. I don't do it on my own. Staff is running the place. Whole front yard got redone because Nelda's Church, First Armenian Presbyterian, had a project. So it's like, you know, it just keeps going.
Yeah. Well, just to give our listeners a sense of things, you can already see improvement in your condition in some pain areas, even as you're still recuperating.
Yes, and I want to tell people that I think, you know, part of back issues, if we are fortunate to live long enough, we just have wear and tear. So that was part of it. Part of it was a hereditary issue, and part of it was from accidents. And there's some condition called spondylosis, I don't know what it is, but basically your vertebrae begin to kind of sink into one another and tilt forward, which is not very comfortable. And then as that was happening, it was just totally mashing the nerves. So the nerves in my left leg, it was just getting impossible to sit. So you don't want to play around with that kind of stuff too much. And we did everything, and I knew the surgery was coming. I knew it was not going to be an easy surgery. It wasn't. But frankly, I was more worried about the recovery because everything seemed really grueling. But it kind of flipped around. The surgery was pretty tough, but the recovery has been, I don't know that you'd call it a blessing, but it really has been. It's not been a horribly painful kind of thing. I'm taking a minimum amount of pain pills, and other than keeping the pain under control, I think the main effect of them is I talk incessantly, even if there's no one here. I just can talk. It's a miracle. Ask me a question, and 2 days later, say, I got it. And Jim, I have to say, one of the most incredible blessings, my church took, as a church should, it takes care of its own, and you want the church to take care of more than its own.
Mm-hmm.
You want Christians to be known by what our pastor calls generous sharing. That was wonderful. But when I left the hospital, I did not want to go to rehab, and yet I needed some time where I needed extra care. So I went to my mother's. Now, my mother is 89 years old, and so the doctor is going, but he doesn't know my mother. I mean, and, you know, my grandmother in her 90s had some issue and she needed pills for. She refused to take them because she didn't want to get addicted. So I've got a pretty strong, gutsy group of family genes
ancestors
in there.
Yeah.
Living with my mother for a week was just a kick. I enjoyed her so much.
Mm.
We had fun. She was on everything. I couldn't make any mistakes. I mean, the medication, everything. And people would come to visit. We just had a really good time. And I'll never forget one night I said to her, Mom, I think I need a bell so that I don't have to keep snapping my fingers when I want something. So there was an apple next to her. I snapped my fingers and said, yeah, like I'd like that apple. She took that thing, wound up, threw it at me and said, here now, shut up. That was kind of how our week was. It was great. She laughed. And, you know, she has her iPad, and I always am telling stories about my mother and her iPad. So
right.
I could kind of help her give. I was the technical support with that. But we had a good time.
Great. And you've had excellent support, friends, people checking in. And we know we've had prayer warriors.
Yeah.
So, again, thank you so much, those of you who have loved Jerry so well in this time frame.
I'm blessed. I wish everybody could be as loved as I am.
Mm.
I mean, how much time do we have?
About 3 minutes.
Oh, good. I can tell a three-minute story.
Yeah.
Before I left, we had a staff meeting. And I gave each person a rod or a baton, like the batons that you use in a relay, track and field relay. I ordered them online, and I guess I thought I was getting like little toy batons. Well, they were real. So I get, you know, a box of 11-inch pipes, which Patty Lehman, our farmer office manager, really literally thought it was a pipe. And I was like, well, what am I saying? Most people knew they were batons. And they were gifts to the staff.
For sprinkler repair.
Yeah, for sprinkler repair, because it's going to be hot. But just that whole idea of this is not passing the baton because somebody is leaving. It's passing the baton and being humble enough to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not always just a matter of giving something, but you have to receive it. Mm-hmm. And when you're part of a team, you have to run individually, and you can practice all you want. But if you can't pass that baton and receive it, then the game is over. There's just, you know, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. So you've got to practice handing off that baton, both mm-hmm. as the hander offer and as the acceptor. That was my message I wanted them to have, and I think they've carried that through. So I don't think they've used it to hit anybody yet.
Yeah. How has it been? You have to be missing office time and face-to-face with staff and residents.
Yeah, I am. You know, I'm missing it, but I also know it's very exhausting. I know part of the healing process, so much of it is just getting past fatigue. And I realized the other day thinking, you know, at some point I won't be there. At some point I'm going to have to move on. I know mm-hmm. that. And that really then puts your question in perfect perspective, because I think, wow, I miss that kind of interaction. Mm-hmm. Just sitting in my office and hearing the chatter out at the kitchen, hearing the kids, just that really God-given place I have mm-hmm. that every day I know I get to make a difference in someone's life mm-hmm. just by being there. Mm-hmm. And that, when I think of how God has worked on me and in realizing how any one of us, just our very presence somewhere can make such an impact on somebody, that's what I think I will miss them. That's what I miss the most now, just that being able to walk in and say, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
People, I think... Many people think the director is just going to be some real kind of aloof, hoity-toity sort of person.
Yeah.
They're often shocked to find out I'm the director. I don't introduce myself that way. They're going to find out soon enough. And when they do, it's often, she's the director.
Yeah. One more quick question. You, in that environment, you give. What's it like to be receiving?
I had to pray about that.
Yeah.
I knew, again, that was part of the healing process. Yeah. And I thought, okay, I'm in a spot now I can't do a thing about a thing. You just have to be humble and receive it. Mm-hmm. And as much as I am blessed by giving to other people, I have to realize that, hey, I get to bless them back.
That's right.
And get enchiladas in the process.
Yeah, enchilada luncheon coming up just ahead. Well, Jerry, we're out of time. Thank you. It's good to see your face again, my friend. I miss our interactions for the past several weeks. And we'll get together. So, my listening friend, thank you for tuning in today. Ken, it's your turn. And we look forward to our next adventure on Heartline, the radio voice of Evangel Home of Fresno.
Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Again, 264-4714. If you're online, and just about the entire human race is these days, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And please make it a point of joining us next time for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.